You're listening to episode number 64 of the Journey to Manifesting podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Prout. Let's get started. Welcome back to this week's episode of the podcast. It's great to be here with you. How are you feeling? If you know my work in the manifesting and law of attraction space, you know that that is the key focus, emotions, how you are feeling, because it is my life's work to remind you that you create your own reality with your emotions and your feeling, and you have the power to change that energy and guide it in a direction that serves you. So as many times as you can throughout the day, it's really important to tune in and to check. How are you feeling? Okay, so today's episode is 5 ways to believe in your own magic. And I've been thinking about this a lot lately. I just returned back from Austin, Texas yesterday. And so I had 2 days of scooting around that beautiful city to reflect and to think about the direction that I would like my life to take in 2019. And I was thinking about ways that I could activate more magic in my life, more of the essence of encapsulating self-belief in particular, because I believe that one of the biggest roadblocks to manifesting is not believing in your own magic. I've seen this happen with thousands upon thousands of different people around the world in the 10 years that I've been doing this. And I believe that it's our call to rise above self-sabotage. So I want you to know that you have your own magic. We all have it. We all have this magic inside us, this incredible and unique superpower to create and attract what we desire. And it's uniquely yours. But sometimes, and I'm sure you can relate to this, we get in our own way. And so this episode today is your call to rise above that and learn how to create your own magic. I realized that I didn't explain what I meant by scooting all around Austin, Texas. So in Austin, and also I think it's in many places around the states, they have these great electric powered scooters that are app based. So you scan it on your phone and you have to have a US driver's license, I believe. And you can unlock these motorized scooters that are all around various locations in the city, so you can go from one point to another point and really get to know the city. And it's such a magical experience, almost like being a little kid scooting around. It's completely safe. If you are interested in looking up those companies, I believe one is called Bird and another one is, I think, Lime. I'm not sure. And I think there's a Lyft version as well, but they're incredible. So I can highly recommend if you see one of those scooters and you have a driver's license, take one out for a little spin. Even if you just go around the block, it's so freeing and it really gets you into a very clear state and space of mind. Okay, so let's dive into the theme of today, 5 ways to believe in your own magic. So as I mentioned, the roadblocks to manifesting and, you know, sabotaging your own success are so common. So today I'm going to teach you 5 ways that you can activate your own magic. The first way is to believe, because everything that unfolds in your reality is based on your belief. When you believe that anything is possible, because it is, then you open up your heart and your mind to the magic of limitless options. So when you are on this path to manifesting your own reality, make sure you tune into how much you believe. And that belief shows up in trust of the universe, the fact that the universe is always looking out for you and making sure that behind the scenes, everything's getting orchestrated and lined up to deliver into your reality what you need at the perfect time. The second element that you must incorporate in ways to believe in your own magic is to take inspired action. Because when you desire to activate your own inner magic, you must take that inspired action. For instance, if you want to manifest, let's just say, your soulmate, you must venture out of your comfort zone, which is where the magic happens, to meet new people. And so this means perhaps signing up for a cooking class or going to a different bookstore than you usually would go to. And let's just say you want to manifest abundance, you have to take action and open up channels to receive that prosperity. It's about taking actions that interrupt your usual patterns, because this is where the universe can interject these different trajectories on your path. Because taking action is so simple to take, and yet we don't follow those intuitive hunches, those nudges to perhaps go to the grocery store at a different time of day, or go for a different walk in a different park with your dog in the evening, or whatever it is that interrupts that pattern, that perhaps leaves you open to meet that next person, or to open up that chapter of your life that you're just about to embark upon, or to connect with that person that could then connect you to another person that could end up being a very significant contact in your life. Taking action is incredibly important, because you never know who or what the universe is lining up to surprise you with. So it's a really, really fun thing to do, to take those baby steps and to trust in the process that's unfolding on your manifesting journey. Number three is actually one of my favorites, because it is leaping without proof. And this is something that I call active faith. Actually, it's not something that I call active faith. It's something that is referred to by many of the new thought leaders around like the 1800s or early 1900s that talk about leaping without having proof that your outcome has manifested. And this is something that time and time again, I love to teach my students, especially in the Manifesting Academy, to get comfortable with uncertainty, because this is the best space to leap without that proof, that solid proof of the outcome. It's, for instance, just like buying a coffee mug for your new lover before he or she arrives into your life. It's the simple action of showing the universe that you have created the adequate space for transformation to manifest into your life. So see how much you can leap without proof in different areas of your life, and watch that active magic start to spark within your heart. Number four is ditching the doubt, because when you believe in your own magic and you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are an effing unicorn, then you don't have to prove yourself to anybody else, because you have this unshakable sense of self-belief. Don't doubt yourself, my love. Just keep moving forward and watch that magic unfold. Doubts are your traitors, as William Shakespeare once said. So make sure that you allow it to be. Don't make it worse than it is. Don't make that mountain out of a molehill. Ditch the doubt and activate that magic within your heart. Which brings me to number five, possibly the most important aspect of the whole five ways to believe in your own magic. Number five is believe in your intuition, or more so, follow your intuition. Because you know in your heart when you are headed in the right direction. It's that gut feeling. A person that has sparked trust in their own magic knows how to follow their own mystical insight, to know that gut feeling, that heartfelt yes, or that heartfelt no. You just know. This is how you believe in your own magic, when you learn how to trust your intuition, because you are the oracle. And I recorded a podcast episode about this recently. I wrote a blog post about it as well. So you can check that out on my blog, which is sarahprout.com. So did you like this episode? It was short and it was sweet. I would love to encourage you to try out, if you haven't already, my ancient manifesting ritual, especially if you are new to manifesting and the law of attraction and you want to learn how to imprint your subconscious mind. The ancient manifesting ritual has been loved by over 90,000 people around the world. There have been people that have emailed me and sent me letters and private messages saying that they have manifested babies and soulmates and dream homes and promotions at work or career path changes. But this is such a powerful ritual, and one that I know you will love if you haven't tried it already. So once again, you can go to my blog or my website, which is sarahprout.com/shop, and you can check out all of my incredible manifesting products right there. Thanks again for being here for today's show. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave me a review. I read every single one of these reviews, and when I do that, I send back the energy of love, abundance, and of course, deep appreciation for taking the time to do that, because it really does mean the world to me. Whatever you're doing, I hope you are having fun and seeking as much joy as possible. And once again, it has been an absolute honor to spend this time with you. And until next time, enjoy your journey to manifesting.